Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl is a wine and food writer. She's editor-in-chief of Real Food magazine, among her other credits. Well, Dara claims we Americans are switching our style of wine drinking big time. She's written Drink This, Wine Made Simple, and she's here in the studio with me with a clutch of bottles. Dara, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, now, you say you're seeing a big trend happening in the wine aisles. What do you see happening?
Low alcohol wines are coming back. You know, for the last 20 years, it's been higher and higher alcohol percentages. Cabernet Sauvignon's going to 16, 17%. Zinfandel's right alongside. I mean, wine, table wines with the alcoholic strength of port. And there's sort of a theory about where they all come from, and they all come from one man's taste. Robert Parker Jr., the most famous wine critic in the world, he is sort of wonderful. You know, he's so clarifying. His palate is so good. And yet he loves what a lot of people call fruit bombs. And fruit bombs are just, you know, so jammy, so big, so plush. And to get that kind of sweetness in the fruit, you have to, you know, leave it on the vines for the longest time. It gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And then you have a ton of sugar. The way wine works, you know, you use special yeast that turns the sugar in the grapes into alcohol. The sweeter the grapes, the more alcoholic the wine.
And the more alcoholic the wine,
the better it shows in one of these tastings where you're sitting there with 100 bottles of wine in front of you. And so people feel like these wines that get the Parker points, you know, they get 96 points, 100 points. Mm-hmm. You see them on all the wine aisles, these little shelf talkers, little flags that wave at you with their beguiling numbers. And these wines show so well in a giant tasting. They do not show so well at your table. I mean, you put one of these Cabernet Sauvignons next to, a roast lamb dish, and it's just like putting Godzilla at the table with Bambi, you know, just smash, crash, bam. You don't get to taste what you're eating. It's too much alcohol.
Okay, so you brought us some low-alcohol options. Tell us about them.
Low-alcohol wines are typically old-world, old-fashioned wines. So wines in which the alcohol has been stopped for one reason or another. Either there's leaving some sweetness in there in wines like the Moscato d'Asti, or the wines are growing in cold places like Germany or Champagne, places where they're not going to get tons of sugar in the grape. And those are very balanced, elegant, quieter wines. And the first thing I brought is a Moscato, because this is the wine that's sort of taking America by storm. And it is really, the consumption of it is driven by women. Ladies love Moscato. They have discovered it. It's so floral. It just is a flower garden in a glass. It leaps out. It's pretty. It's roses. It's honeysuckle. It's just a flower garden of just prettiness and low alcohol. And it goes great with fruit. It goes great with cheese. How many times you want to just have people over on the deck and have the fruit and cheese and wine? Mm-hmm. This is the wine.
Okay, so I've got some in the glass. We're going to take a quick taste?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that is nice. You know what this is going to be great with? This is going to be great with a pad thai.
It's very good with all those kind of spicy foods, but it's also great at brunch. And it's just a nice cocktail wine. They're inexpensive. You can find good Moscatos, you know, $8 and up.
Mm-hmm. So what else have you brought in, Dara?
I brought a Riesling because I don't think you can really talk low alcohol without talking Riesling. Now, why is there low alcohol in traditional German and Austrian Rieslings? Because it doesn't get very hot there. The grapes don't live somewhere hot, so they don't get very sweet. Therefore, there's nothing to really turn into, you know, pounds and pounds of alcohol in your wine. Mm-hmm. You know, Rieslings are known for their nerve. What does that mean? It's a sort of energy that kind of ricochets through it. And that delicacy, that nerve, that energy, that comes from careful winemaking and just a really light hand. And too much alcohol would absolutely destroy a Riesling.
So which Riesling is this?
It's the Heinz Eifel. It's a Mosel Riesling, and it's just beautiful.
All right. Now, this is a very flowery, fruity Riesling, but Riesling comes dry. It
sure
comes sweet. It has so many different faces, and you can drink Riesling with almost anything.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing to know about wine alcohol percentages is the number that you see on the bottle is not necessarily exact. Tax law in the U.S. goes sort of breaks at 14%. So anytime you see 14%, that could be 15, it could be 14.2. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just basically erring on the side of the tax law. And it breaks the other way as well. If you see 13.5, it might be 12. The 8% alcohol might be 8.5. It's an agricultural product.
Right.
Every grapevine might be slightly different.
What about low alcohol reds? Because so far we've been talking whites.
Yes, there are actually a number of red wines and even domestic red wines. Some people think you can't have American red wines with a decent alcohol level because they are, you know, it's too sunny. It's just too sunny in California. Mm-hmm. But there's actually a group of people that have signed a pledge that's in pursuit of balance. And wineries like Calera, which is a Pinot Noir specialist, Aubin Clamat, a couple places like that, they are vowing to harvest their grapes before they're raisiny, to not get those giant Parker flavors, and to not overwhelm with alcohol, just as they've been doing in Italy forever. I brought in a Langhe Italian wine, Già. It's a beautiful table wine. It's a blend of all kinds of things that just grow in Italy. Nebbiolo, Barbera, Dolcetto, places that grow in the Piedmont Hills. Mm-hmm. They typically grow side by side. And this is made at a low alcohol, only 11% for red wine. That's really fantastic.
Well, let's see what this is like.
Yeah.
This is made in the Piedmont, which is northwestern Italy. Okay. Ooh. It has a light but kind of lovely garnet color. Oh, it's dry, fresh, light-bodied, but this would be fabulous with red meats.
Or grilled meats. Or
grilled
just sort
meats,
of
yeah.
An antipasto
Not
platter.
Not sweet, but really delicious.
It's a balanced wine. It's a delicate wine, and it's just an enjoyable life-at-your-table wine.
Dara, this is a really refreshing change. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl's book is Drink This, Wine Made Simple.